Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Foyer of the Chekhova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Hanukkah starts on the Hebrew calendar date of 25 Kislev and lasts for 8 days. This year, on the Gregorian calendar, it starts on November 27 and ends on December 5. Hanukkah is a joyous holiday, celebrated every year by Jews around the world with the lighting of candles on the menorah. Traditional Hanukkah treats include hot potato latkes, called also plyatsky or draniki in Ukrainian, and donuts with jam, called pampuchy in Ukrainian. And there are games such as draidel and Hanukkah geld, which in Hanukkah money or gifts for children. In Soviet times, Judaism could not be practiced freely in Ukraine, so the menorah was impossible to buy. It wasn't even possible to see a menorah in the museums, as it was considered a forbidden religious item. So in those times, Jews made Hanukkah lights out of a half potato with sunflower oil and wicks made out of cotton. Hanukkah, known as the Festival of Dedication and also the Festival of Lights, commemorates the victory of the Maccabees on the Syrians in 165 BCE. The Maccabees wanted Jews to renounce their god and turn to idolatry. Hanukkah also honors the memory of the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. The temple had been defiled by the Syrians, who, among other things, erected a statue of the idol Zeus in the temple. According to tradition, when the temple was recaptured, only one small vessel of consecrated oil was found, enough for just one day. Miraculously, it sufficed for 8 days until new oil could be prepared. The festival was established for this length of time to commemorate this miracle, which is also considered a triumph over the oppressive and antagonistic Hellenistic Empire. Today, as in years past, to light the candelabra is the essence of celebrating Hanukkah. Each night of the festival, an additional candle is lit until on the last night, 8 candles are burning. Each candle has its own special meaning. On the first night, a light of freedom. On the second night, a light of tolerance. On the third night, a light of peace. On the fourth night, a light of courage. On the fifth night, a light of knowledge. On the sixth night, a light of charity. On the seventh night, a light of responsibility. On the eighth night, a light of continuity. Today, Jews in Ukraine celebrate Hanukkah freely. The Jewish community gathering on Hanukkah demonstrates the triumph of deeply held beliefs in the Almighty over totalitarianism, just as with the first Hanukkah, faith triumphed over idolatry and oppression. On this Hanukkah, we wish each other that we should be blessed with lights and peace in all homes and with peace around the world. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom!
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.